Blog Talk Radio.
We love you. We love you. We love you, Lord, today. Because you care for us in such a special way. That's why we praise you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. We praise. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled. That's why our hearts are filled with praise. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude and praise and thanksgiving to your holy and to your righteous name. Father God, as we come on this morning, we want to confess every sin of omission and commission. Father, we ask that you would forgive us for all of our wrongdoings and the things that we did not do that we should have done. We bless you and we thank you, Father, for our uprising this morning. And we embrace the gifts of a brand new day. A day that you have made, and we will indeed rejoice and continue to be glad in it. Thank you for our services, Father, a place where we can gather together in the Spirit, Father God, inasmuch as there is no time and distance in the Spirit, and come and meet on this platform to learn about you, to rejoice in you, Father. Father, to be fed by you. We ask now, Father, that you will anoint our ears to hear, our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, and our spirits to obey. And we bless you and we say thank you, Father. We pray for those around the world, everywhere around the world, who do not know you in the pardoning of their sins. Father, that they will open up their hearts today and let Jesus in to rule and to reign as Lord and Savior. This is our prayer. Now, Father, we commit this service into your hands, and we ask that you would have your way, for truly you are the potter, and we are the clay. Mold us and make us after your will while we are waiting, while we are yielded, and while we are still. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you, over, over, and over, and over again. And as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And our soul says amen, amen, and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Top of the morning to you, and welcome back to the Lifeway Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ is Lord. I'm your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. Amen. We indeed welcome you and you and you. If it's your first time here, your second time, every time, glory be to God. Thank God for this time. Amen. And so we want to say thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to be fed, by the Holy Spirit, because our spirit needs to eat. The same way our flesh eats, your spirit needs to eat. Because if your spirit doesn't eat, your spirit will die of starvation. And you have so many of God's people that's dead because the spirit is hungry. And this is why Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Spirit needs to eat. Amen. But we thank God that we get fed here. Amen. On our platform. And we get fed real good. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be all the praise. And to God be all the glory. Amen. And to God be all of the honor. Amen and amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of James, chapter number 1. James, chapter number 1. Starting in verse number 19. And it reads as thus. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your soul. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer. He is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. Hallelujah, hallelujah, my God. Let me read that last sentence again. But he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this one will be blessed in what he does. Oh, my God. My God, that's refreshing. You could almost give a benediction on that. The Lord blessed in what he does. Oh, my God. Blessed in whatever you do. Everything you touch turns to prophetic gold. Blessed when you come. Blessed when you go. Blessed in the city. Blessed in the field. Blessed on the mountain. My God. Blessed. My God. And this is the blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. The Lord speaks about being a hearer and a doer. Beloved, we know that hearing is very, very important. Matter of fact, this is where our faith begins. Okay, thank God for hearing. Okay, and we're not talking about naturally. We're not talking about the natural ears. Because you got most of the people on planet Earth that can hear. Okay. Most people. Every now and then you're born, you know, without that or whatever, maybe you had an accident or whatever the case might be. But we're talking about hearing with our spirits. The Bible says, he who have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. So the Spirit speaks to the Spirit. See, your flesh cannot comprehend what the Spirit is saying. See, this is why we have the scripture here, beloved, telling us that the natural man cannot conceive the things of the Spirit. See, and we find that in 1 Corinthians chapter number 2, verse number 14. It says, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned, spiritually judged. See? So the natural man does not have a clue what the Spirit is saying. See? This is why Jesus, amen, told his disciple, flesh and blood did not reveal that to you. Because you can't pick this up in your flesh, your natural flesh, your flesh. Your flesh doesn't have a clue. See, God is a spirit. And when God speaks, he speaks to our spirit. The Bible is a spiritual book. That's why some people can read that book, the Bible, all day long and not get nothing out of it, because they're trying to, amen, discern this thing with their flesh. Spirit unto spirit. This is why you must be born again. See, your spirit must, amen, be born. So now that your spirit can be fed by God's spirit. See, it's, and you are a spirit, beloved. You are a spirit having an earthly experience for the glory of God, hopefully. That's the way it should be. So he says, he who have an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Spirit unto spirit, spirit. So even beloved, amen, when you... Right now, this moment, you're hearing, amen, the word of God, the preachers, amen, the teachers, amen, the exhorters. We come, amen, before you, but we're speaking spirit. Jesus said this, glory be, he said, my word is spirit. The letter killeth, but the spirit giveth life. See? The word of God is sharper than a two-edged sword. It pierces until the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of man. See? And this is why, amen, so many people feel so lost and feel so empty, amen, is because you're trying to comprehend spiritual things, amen, with natural things. It'll never work. So the first step is to be born again, to be born of the Spirit. See? And this is why you hear me when I give the call to salvation and people give their heart to God, we tell them, congratulations, but this is not the end. This is the beginning. You are born again the same way a baby is born into the world. Now what? That baby must be fed. That baby must be fed every day. That baby must be cared for. That baby must be what? That baby. You're growing up. Why? Because, amen, you're eating, glory be to God, and experiencing the love of God. And so it is in the spirit. This is why we are in trouble if we, amen, imagine if you only try to eat your natural food one day a week. Well, yeah, I ate today, okay. When you going to eat again, next week? You would be pretty weak, wouldn't you, if you only ate natural food, amen, on the weekend. Well, so why do we treat our spirits the same way? You only want to eat on Sundays when you go to church, or Saturdays or Sundays, whatever day you go. And then that's it. No more until next Saturday or next Sunday. So you're feeding your spirit one day a week. It never works. And this is why you have so many weak Christians. See? They're weak. Why? Because they haven't been fed. Why? There's no food on the cupboard? No, there's plenty of food in the cupboard. Because God's word is eternal. God don't run out of food. He is the food. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He is the nutrients. We just refuse to eat it. See, that's why he said, oh, taste and see that the Lord God, he is good. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So faith cometh by hearing. That's how you got saved. That's all of us got saved the same way. We heard the plan. We heard it. Amen. Maybe it was planted. And look. Some of us, we so blessed. Our mamas were speaking into our lives while she was carrying us in her belly, tied to her umbilical cord. I know I spoke to, I have three daughters. Amen. And especially the last two, see, because I waited 16 years between my first daughter and my second daughter. I had my first daughter kind of young. I didn't know Jesus back then, amen, the way I know Jesus now. All right? Glory be to God. And so I was good and saved, amen, when the second daughter came around, Pastor Erica. I wasn't planning on having, as a matter of fact, I wasn't planning on having no more children. But God had a different plan, and I thank God for his plan, because his plan is way better than mine. See, but I was speaking the word while I was carrying her, see. And it's that word, it's that everlasting word. And so we hear the word, we hear the gospel. The Bible says one man plant, another man water, but God giveth the increase. You are, if you are listening today, and if you are born again believer, you are born again believer because you heard the word somewhere along the way, and you responded to that. Because this is why Romans 10 and 17 says, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's how our faith comes. And you know you can't be born again without faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. No man has ever seen God. Okay? You're stepping out on faith. Okay? But that faith came because you heard something. Your spirit heard it. See, I can talk to you all day long. I mean, literally, I could talk to you all day long. We can sit down and have an 8-hour conversation straight. But unless your spirit hears it. See, this is why you have two people, they go to the same church, same pastor, sitting next to one another. One will walk out of the church, see, with a revelation from God, happy in God, got a word from God. The second one didn't get nothing. Didn't get a thing. And maybe they didn't go to sleep. Maybe they wasn't over there talking and chewing gum. Maybe they was listening with their natural ear, but in their spirit, they didn't get a thing. Because the word of God must be received and picked up by your spirit. See? And this is why praying is important. This is why fasting is important. This is why you got to get that spirit, amen, under control. This is why we come to you every morning and teach so passionately. We're talking to your spirit, man. Glory be to God. All right. So this is how faith comes. So hallelujah. Come on, somebody give God some praise. Amen, for our spiritual hearing. But wait a minute now. We got to go a little bit deeper this morning. We got to go a little bit deep. Brother James says this. Glory be to God. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. He said, don't deceive yourself by just listening to the word. Yeah, girl, yeah, I was there. Yeah, it was good. How long y'all? Oh, about 3 hours. Oh, okay. You listen for listen for 3 hours. Yeah, and I was watching TV all day today and Christian TV, and I get about 4 or 5 hours of the word about some good preachers. Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, you're getting a lot of word, huh? Yeah, and I got my radio on, and I got YouTube on. Yeah, baby, I get the word. Okay, good. Hallelujah. You getting fed. Yeah, I'm listening. I'm a hearer. I don't want to miss a word that God is saying. All right, good. Now, let's complete it. You know, it's like those people, amen, that go to work, never miss a day out of work, show up every day, show up on time, but get there, don't do nothing. Stealing the boss's time. Looking at your clock, wondering when it's time to clock out. You ain't did nothing. The assignment's still incomplete. Haven't completed your job. Do you just showing up so you can get that paycheck? It's not enough. Being a hearer is important because that's how we begin. It's how we get in the door. But beloved, amen, glory be to God, our obedience, amen, is what brings the blessing. Our obedience, that's what makes us complete. God wants us to be complete, nothing missing, nothing broken. He wants us to be whole. You can't get that half-stepping. You cannot fulfill the will of God just by being a hearer. What good is it if you're listening and you're not doing it? What good is it if you're listening but you're not practicing what the Spirit is telling you to do? What is the purpose? I mean, like, really? And especially those of you who've already made up your mind that you ain't interested in doing and being obedient to that part of the word. I'll do this with a high. I can't do that. Shoot, I'm a young woman. I'm a young man. What? No, I can't do that. That's gonna take all my little savings. What? No, I don't think God meant that. No, you know what God meant. You just shut your ears down. You shut your spiritual ears down. He says here, we must, amen, not only hear what God says. You need to hear first because you need to know the will of God. That's why, let me encourage you, when you pick up your Bible, the next time you get around to picking up your Bible, we know it's a little bit dusty right now. All right, but the next time you pick it up and with a commitment, amen, to stay in God's word every day, okay, glory be to God, and you read God's Bible, amen, beloved, the word, amen, and since his word is, and we have to read it, amen, from a spiritual perspective, always say a word of prayer first. God, amen, as I begin to read your word and spend some time with you this morning, this afternoon, this evening, I'm asking you to turn your word from natural to spiritual and make your word alive in me, Father, that I can receive what it is you're saying. Okay, so that's the first thing, okay? So you're starting off right, All right? Because you first got to know what the Lord is saying. How are you going to do it if you don't know what to do? See? So, and then, you still don't know what to do. But the Holy Spirit is going to lead you, Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee, I will lead thee, I will guide thee in the way that thou should go. See? But unless you tuned into the Spirit, you're not even flowing with that. You just ain't flowing. We're hearing. We're not deceived. We're listening. Okay, we're hearing. Now, part two. Be doers. Yeah. The pastor preached this morning about loving your enemies. Be doers. The pastor preached this morning about me, you know, believing in myself, amen, giving opportunity, bearing one another's burden. Be doers. Be doers. Oh, that was a good word. That was a good word. You missed it. I'm going to see if I can get you to replay. Okay? Be doers. Be doers. You want to know why they call you a doctor? Most of us have medical doctors. If you don't, you'll get one. Huh? You want to know why they call them practicing physicians? Because they're practicing. They still learning and doing what they learned in school or in books or whatever. Amen. They get the information, then they practice the information. That's how they know how to diagnose you. That's how they knew how to open up my head and clip that broken vein, blood vein. Because they're practicing what they went to school to do. Well, baby, you in school. You going to be in school till you die. We are in training for reigning. You'll never finish school in the Lord's kingdom. When you take your last breath, you're going to be in school. But you should be promoted, amen, every season. You don't want to still be in kindergarten and you've been saved for 35 years. Good Google Mooga. Why? So how do we get promoted? Because we're practicing what we're doing, what the Lord is telling us to do. Now, he ain't said every test was going to be easy. When you was in school, was every test easy for you? Oh, I struggled in some of my courses. I needed some extra help. In chemistry, in high school, I needed extra help. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In college, amen, I needed some extra help. I didn't bust every test with an A. That was always my goal, but I didn't look. I didn't do it. I took the test. Huh? You learn something. You keep taking it. You do what's necessary. You got to be a doer. That little baby born into the world, that precious baby. You don't lay the baby on the bed, amen, for 6 months and you go to the bathroom and come back and the baby walking, running around the house. No, that baby started by crawling, amen, then them crawling, then they trying to stand up. They falling while they standing up. Then they trying to take little baby steps. Every time they take a step, they fall down. They get on back up again, and they keep trying. They keep trying. They keep trying. Next thing you know, amen, they walking, they running, and they're terror. Now you got to lock everything down. You better lock everything down because they're going to get it. Huh? But how did they get to that point? Doing it. Kingdom of God is in doing. Be a witness. Go ye out into the highways. Compel men to come. When you gonna do it? Yeah, the pastor said, yeah, we ought to be a witness. All right, you heard it. Now when you gonna do it? Well, the next time, I'm going to say something for Jesus. The next time, You got to be kidding. Nobody guaranteed you a next time. When are you going to be a doer? When are we going to step out in obedience? Look, is it scary? Sometimes it is. Like anything else. Like anything else, beloved. We have that fear. That fear. Our minister Norwood broke it down real good for us last night. Amen. Glory be to God. A good book, good Bible study teaching for anybody who missed that. Amen. Glory be to God. We have the fear of failure. We have the fear of success. You look, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That's your flesh. Your spirit is stronger, or should be stronger, than your flesh. Well, who's the strongest, Pastor? My spirit or my flesh? Whoever you feed the most. Whoever you feed the most. And we know most of us get at least two, three meals a day. We ain't even going to talk about the in-between snacks and all the goodies and the sweets. We ain't even going there. Got our belly hurting all day long. What's wrong with your belly? I don't know. Yeah, to tell the truth and shame the devil, you just done ate too much. But wouldn't it be, amen, awesome if we was eating, overeating, amen, in the spirit? Wouldn't that be awesome? Glory be to God. And the truth of the matter is some of us do. But we're not working it out. See, because if you eat in the natural but never exercise, later for the gym, later for silver sneakers. I mean, you're not even going for a walk around the block. I mean, you just do no exercise. We know that's very unhealthy. Well, so it is in the spirit. We just eat. That's some good preaching. That's some good. And then the thing about the spirit, you eat in the natural, you got to pay for it. Now, you're going to pull out a food stamp card or something. You're going to pay for it. You ain't going to no grocery store to get no groceries on credit. The thing about the spirit, amen, we just want to eat and eat and eat. Amen. And don't even leave the preacher a tip. We just get greedy. Amen. Let me see what they got. What they serving over here. What they serving over there. They pass the offering pan. You act like you got to go to the bathroom. Okay, so we eat in the spirit, amen, getting all this good word, amen, because God's word is good, but we don't never work it out. It's getting fat in the spirit, overweight, amen, belly hanging over. When you gonna start working out in the spirit? How I do that, Pastor? By being a doer. By now doing, amen, what the word of God, amen, is instructing you to do. I don't feel like it. I'm just going to get under the covers here and, you know, get, because it's cold outside. I'm just going to watch a movie. No, baby, you got to get up off of your behind and do something in the Lord's kingdom. You have to be effective in his kingdom. And this is why, glory be to God, Jesus said this, and look like we might have to pick up here tomorrow, Lord's willing. Luke 6:46 says this, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but do not what I say? Ah. Jesus said, what's up with that? Yeah, he my Lord. He my Lord. Yeah, I just love the Lord. The Lord said, okay, fine. He said, if you love me, obey me. How you going to call me Lord and then not do what I say? You going to give me no, oh, I'll get around to you, Lord. I'm busy right now. Oh, boy, that flesh is naughty. Lord, I'm busy right now. But I'm going to get around to doing your will. Let me finish my will first. I'm busy right now, Lord. Lord, I'm going to give you an appointment. Lord, what you doing around 2:00 today? Ah, Lord, have mercy. Lord, help us. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, hallelujah. Why you call me Lord and don't do, amen, what I'm telling you to do? I want to close on this one here. We'll do a part two tomorrow, Lord's willing. Lord's willing. Sometimes I say that and the Lord want to come a whole different way. I never know which way the Lord going to come. All I know is I done made up my mind, whichever way he come, I'm coming with him. Glory be to God. James 4:17. Here's the real good one for you to meditate on today. Therefore, to him that know to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Say what? I don't know. Those of you that know me and follow me sort of know me better than those who don't know me and don't follow me. But what you will find out about me, that everything that I say and attempt to say is for a reason and biblically based. I don't always give a scripture for my everything I say to you. And that was one of the things, even in my last book that I wrote. Matter of fact, I have a ghostwriter now for the book. I just completed this book. Well, this book will be finished today. Then for the next book, amen, I'm bringing on a ghostwriter because, glory be to God, in this particular book, I want to appeal to a different type of audience. So I'm not using scriptures, although I'm teaching scriptures. I'm not giving scriptural references. When you start giving people a bunch of scriptural references, they won't hear you. So they don't want to hear you. But the well-written books, amen, still give the biblical message, amen, but not necessarily give you a scripture. And so that's where I'm coming from, amen, in the next book, which will be started probably next week, amen. So I don't always, when I come to you guys and I talk to you, what I'm saying to you is I'm talking to you in a spirit, and some things might not sound right, but I'm coming from scripture. Now, most of you listen to me pray. You notice every morning I pray, Lord, forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. Now, some of us, you hear me say that, but you don't have a clue that I'm talking scripture. I just shared the scripture with you just a minute ago. Let me share it with you again as I close. The scripture says here, what I'm saying to you, and when I pray that prayer, I'm quoting James 4:17. See, when we become proficient in God's word, we're quoting the scripture without giving you the scriptural reference. That's what I'm saying to you in my next book that's going to be released. Because that book there is going to really, amen, attract the aristocrats of our society, for how that's going to be crafted. And they won't even know, amen, until at the end, amen, that they had a whole book of scriptures without me making reference to the scriptures. Okay, so my point, James 4:17. Let's read it one more time. Therefore, to him that know to do good and do it not, to him it is sin. Baby, that's a sin of commission. That's a sin of commission. See, because you have the one sin that we all talk about. That's when you know what I mean? You know you was wrong, okay? You know you got angry. You know you did this. You know you did that, all right? So you did something you wasn't supposed to do. But we forget about the sin, beloved, of omission, where it's a sin for you to do the thing that you didn't do. Not only is it a sin to do the things you shouldn't have done, it's a sin because you didn't do what you should have done.
Oh, you should have did it, baby. You should have made that phone call. You should have went up. You should have did that. Well, because you knew it was God's will for you to do it. You know the Holy Spirit's been wrestling with you on that. You knew it was God's will, but you put it off. I just wait till tomorrow. It's the same thing as the person who's sinning every day. Say, I'll stop tomorrow. I'll stop sinning tomorrow. And you want to judge that person because they still sinning. Tell me they're going to stop sinning tomorrow. Well, what you fail to see is you sinning because you waiting to do something tomorrow that God told you to do today. To him that know to do good and do not do good, it is sin to that person who don't do it. Why? Because you ain't doing it. Disobedience is a sin. I don't care what color you paint it. And I like colors. I like bright colors. I like the oranges. I like the yellows. Amen. I like the golds. I love color. My skin demands it. You know what I mean? I look pretty in color. I love color. I'm not really a black person or a dull type. You know what I mean? I don't, you know, that don't work that good for me. I don't care what color you paint it, baby. It's still sin. If you are not doing what the Lord is telling you to do, if you have been a hearer but not a doer, you're in sin. We talk about the people that don't hear. Well, they're in bad situations. They're in bad situation because they're not saved. They're not listening. They're not listening to God. They're not listening to you. They're in a bad situation. But that's why the Lord says don't judge, because you're in a bad situation yourself. Because you listening, but you ain't doing. So you look, how you going to take the mote out of your brother's eye and you got a big beam in yours? So it's time to get it together. It's time to get it together, beloved. Number one, we ain't got much more time. Jesus on the way back. And today could be the day. Not one more thing has to happen. Not one more thing. Not one more thing. Jesus could come today. Matter of fact, in my spirit, I'm picking up something. And some of you might couldn't know what I'm talking about. But some of you real spiritual. Some of you might be more spiritual than me. I don't know. I know. It's all right with me. We ain't in no competition. There's a mansion for you and there's a mansion waiting for me. And some of you can agree with me, amen, that there's some rattling going on in the spirit now. Jesus on his way back. And today could be the day. Lord, it'd be nice if you wait till after Saturday so we get together one more time, have a little fellowship. But it's all right. Whenever you come, help us to be ready. Baby, you got to be a hearer and a doer. So you've been listening real good. Now get to stepping and get to moving in the direction that you know the Holy Spirit. Just follow the Spirit. You don't have to make this thing difficult. Sometimes when I'm really stuck and I don't know if I can turn left or turn right, and there will be times like that, amen, what I do is I stop, amen, and I consult the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. What to do when you don't know what to do? Be still and know that I am God. It's like, you know, when you're driving and you're not really know where you're going and should I turn left? Should I turn right? Should I, you know what I mean? And you get into one of those situations. And when you get to those pivotal moments, I just stop. Amen. And I wait on God. Okay, God. I might start praying in my heavenly language, which I intend to do and try to do more and more every day because that's a blessing. We'll be teaching on that when the Lord releases us. Let the Holy Spirit figure this thing out for me, amen, and then follow him. I don't know why we're making it so difficult, because it ain't difficult at all. It's only difficult because you're making it difficult, because your flesh going to always make it difficult, because your flesh ain't nothing but the flesh. Your flesh is warring against your spirit. Your flesh don't want you to live right. Glory be to God. Your flesh can care less. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Your flesh ain't, your flesh already jealous because your flesh is not going to heaven. So ain't no sense of me trying to be good. Flesh and blood shall not inherit the kingdom. So there ain't nothing I can do to go to heaven. So your flesh is giving you a hard time. But greater is he that lives within you than he that lives within the world. You call the shots, not your flesh. You call the shots, not the devil. You call the shots. To hear is a blessing, but it is when you hear and obey that you are perfected. Then Jesus said, be ye perfect. Pastor, can't nobody be perfect? Nah. You trying to get real deep, and you just trying to make another excuse for your disobedience. When you are a hearer and a doer, you're being perfected. Woo! Baby, because you can't hear, hallelujah, and not do, and you can't do and not hear. So now you just running around, walking in circles, amen, in the wilderness for 40 years, amen, haven't heard one word from God, haven't spent one moment from God, but call yourself a doer. He's not talking about doing in your flesh. He's talking about doing it in your spirit. Why? Because only what we do for Christ, yeah, you got it, will last. Our completeness is found in our obedience. Can you tell the Lord yes? Come on. Give it up this morning. You already lost the fight. Your arm's too short to box with God. Come on, stop wrestling. Just come on out. Surrender. Come on out with your hands up and tell the Lord yes. Just come on and yield this morning and tell the Lord yes. Just come on and submit this morning and tell the Lord yes. Yes to your will, yes to your way. My soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes, my soul says yes. I will trust you and obey. When your spirit speaks to me with my whole heart, I will agree. And my answer will be yes, Lord, yes. Amen, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this teaching on today, Father. Father God, help us to come out of our mediocrity. Father God, sometimes we're afraid. We want to do, but we're scared to do it. But just help us to do it anyway. Just help us to do it afraid. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, it's better to do than not to do. Father God, for you said, not everyone who saith unto you, Lord, Lord, is going to enter into your kingdom, but he who is a doer. We don't want to be cut short of heaven because we was only listening and never doing. Help us not to be no longer deceived, but fully aware, walking, Father God, in the revelation and the enlightenment of your word. In Jesus' name we thank you, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. Amen. Hallelujah. And his word will never return into him void, but will always accomplish everything that he has sent it forth to do. We bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Yesterday, amen, I had made mention to you guys. I was just talking because sometimes I'll be talking aloud, amen, because I really have a personal relationship with those of you in the ministry that I know. Amen. We know we have an audience outside of the ministry, and I don't know you guys, and maybe I'll get a chance to meet you before we get to heaven. Amen. But I was just, you know, talking to you guys. I try to be transparent. Amen. You see all parts of me, although I try to restrain a lot of stuff that I don't want you to see. But you need to see it because you need to know that I'm just as human as you are. And I have needs like you got needs. Okay. But I made a mention yesterday, amen, that I'm really, really working on finishing my book. Amen. I'm right on target. Amen. By tomorrow, everything will be wrapped up, ready to go. Amen. So I want to bless the Lord for that. But I said, I didn't ask nobody else to teach Bible study. I said, but I'm going to come through. I said, Lord, help me. Amen. And I made that statement, and I was preparing for my day, and I received a phone call Amen. I just got finished talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I said, I made that announcement. I said, it would be nice if somebody would just call Pastor Bradford and volunteer to teach the Bible study. And I was just talking to the Lord because that's how me and the Lord rap. You know what I mean? And then a couple minutes later, I got a phone call from Sister Tanya Norwood. Amen. She said, I heard what you said. She said, would you like for me to teach for you tonight? I said, girl, you're a good person to partner up with. Amen. Yeah, flesh and blood didn't reveal that to you. I just had a conversation with the Lord. And not only did she come through, she came through with flying colors. Amen. If you missed that one, the devil got mad because at the end of our Bible study last night, we had some friction going on, something that we have never experienced, but we're not going to experience it no more. Amen. But I just say that to say the Lord is good. Amen, saints. Amen. So today, amen, we will be, see, let me get my days together. What is today? Okay. All right. Today, we will be at the altar of prayer at 12 o'clock and back at 9 o'clock. Come on and join us and bring somebody else with you. Amen, amen, and amen. Tomorrow night is our Friday night praise party. Let's warm up. Amen for Saturday. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And I'm really starting to get excited about Saturday now. You know what I mean? It was in my heart to do. The Holy Spirit put it in my heart to do it a couple months ago. Amen. Then I fell down in a little slump. Amen. And the Lord showed me I was just coming against those people that are jealous of the ministry, those people that didn't want us to have it, you know what I mean, and all that foolishness. And that was a force to be reckoned with. Amen. Glory be to God. So I dealt with that. Amen. Matter of fact, I was going to cancel it. I was sharing with one of the ministry partners. I said, I had already typed up the text message, and I saved it. I typed up the text message last week, and it said, all right, I'm going to tell you, I'm closing. I'm going to tell y'all what the text message said. Ah, God is so good. All right. This is what the text message said. I had already typed it up. I saved it. I said, you know what? I'll give it to them in the middle of the week. Now, here it is. I'm reading it to you word for word. Now, I typed this up on Tuesday, November 21st. I said, praise the Lord, saints. Banquet refunds will be available on Saturday. Our 13th anniversary celebration will be rescheduled. The Souvenir Journal is available online at lifewordjesus.org. Oh, baby, I made up my mind. I typed it up and saved it. I said, Lord, I'm going to wait a couple more days. I'm just going to be cool. I said, because you're trying to tell me something. You're trying to tell me something. I don't want to move in my flesh. I don't want to move in my flesh, but I was ready. I said, God, don't make me no difference. Won't be the first time. We can cancel this, do it later. Don't make me no difference. The money we put out, amen, and look, whatever we don't get back, we lost. Huh? But in that transition, well, let me tell you something. Number one, God wanted to move the location. That was God. Glory be to God. Same day, same time, different location. I don't know why God didn't want us to be at that first location. I ain't going to ask no questions. All right? And then the second thing, I've grown out of it. So now I got more love for y'all. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah. Y'all was being obedient to the Lord, amen, by giving me a hard time. Because I might have went on and went someplace where the Lord didn't want us to be. You see how all things work together for good? And the bottom line is, I love you more. And I thank God for each and every one of you. All right, let us pray. Amen. 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock. Amen. In Jesus' name, and to God be praise, glory, and honor. Father, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the precious, precious, precious Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name. Help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time today. We cancel bad news. We cancel tears. We cancel sorrow. We cancel premature death. It will not take root. It will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve you at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock in the name of Jesus Christ. And we say thank you, Father. And we bless you and we magnify you. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, 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 and amen. Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled. And Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I love you. Amen. Have a wonderful day, everyone. Meet you at the altar of prayer today, Lord's willing. If not, we'll meet you tomorrow here. Amen. If not, we'll meet you tomorrow night at the praise party. If not, we're going to meet you, amen, Saturday on the dance floor. Well, y'all know I say that, but we ain't going to be dancing like that. We might dance, but ain't going to be that type of dancing. Amen. Glory be to God. And whatever we do is going to be unto the Lord. Amen. But a wonderful program. Amen. And if we don't meet you there, we'll meet you in heaven. We're going to meet you somewhere. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda, Philadelphia. Amen. Signing out. Love you.
My soul, Savior. My soul, Savior, to your will.
Come on, do you know it? Just sing it with me.
My soul, where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me how to know your ways.
Can I take it again?
Where you lead me, I will follow. When you call me, I will answer. Oh, my Lord, please teach me to know your way. Whatever it takes, whenever you want, what moment you choose, whatever you plan, oh, my Lord, let your will be done in me. So be my guide, be my light, be my way, be my will. Oh, my Lord, please lay up.
Let me take it again.
So be my light and be my guide, be my way, be my way. Oh, my Lord, come lay. My soul, Savior, Savior.